Greetings from the Gunflint Trail. Full-blown winter remains on hold along the Gunflint Trail. At the moment I begin this week's scoop, conditions have slipped back into semi-cold season character. The unseasonably warm temps and rain that ended November are hopefully in the rearview mirror. It would seem our notorious frosty atmospheric bragging rights might not appear until the winter solstice rings in on the calendar. In the meantime, winter recreation activities are having a difficult time getting into full gear. I am told there has been enough snow left on the mid-trail area following the big meltdown to enable trail grooming and some cross-country skiing opportunities. Further up this way and on to Trails Inn, scarcely a few inches of white covers the ground, save for protected spots. Ice making has re-upped over the rain-soaked lakes, and most of the smaller bodies along the byway are covered over once again. I heard of one anxious ice fisherman who ventured out onto a couple inches of hard water on an unidentified lake to try his luck. Sounds a bit dangerous to me, but it's told he tied a rope around his waist and then to a tree on shore as a safety precaution before trekking out. Guess luck was on his side in regard to not cracking through, but don't know if catching found the same fortune. Moose are on the loose, as indicated by scattered reports. One observation came from a couple who spotted a quartet hanging out for a roadside salt lick near the mid-trail fire hall, while another report came in from a fellow traveling the trail between Swamper Lake and the Bearskin Road intersection. In this case, the driver was headed up the trail and became enveloped in a whiteout snow squall, when suddenly there they were. A couple of the big animals were right in his path. Fortunately, speed was not a factor due to the blinding snow. Nevertheless, the vehicle was unable to come to a complete stop and slid into moose number one, while moose number two lumbered off the road into the forest. Number one was struck in the hind quarters and knocked off its hooves. It scrambled to its feet, apparently not seriously injured, and headed on up the trail. Neither the driver nor his vehicle sustained injury or damage. It was a lucky day for both the hitter and the hittee. To conclude the short-lived confrontation, the fray must have irritated the beast as it defiantly chose to keep the vehicle at bay by taking its half the byway out of the middle until reaching the turnoff onto Bearskin Road. Once again confirming, the critters of Mother Nature's wild neighborhood have more control of things than we would like to admit. In the Wildersmith neck of the woods, Brother Wolf has made yet another obscure visit during darkness hours. Would sure like to know more about this mysterious wildland icon, but assume it prefers not to be seen while making reconnaissance rounds. Paraphrasing iconic Northwoods naturalist Sigurd Olson, it's the simple things that enrich life with meaning. With this in mind, residents living throughout Gunflint territory are embellished by the mere presence of unadulterated life about us. Most outsiders would probably wonder why we'd choose to live in unorganized territory so far away from so-called civilized hubbub. Furthermore, what do we do with ourselves deep in this natural paradise? More often than we might realize, our satisfaction and enjoyment are derived from unadorned activities seen, heard, or smelled during a walk down a backcountry road or watching just outside our windows. Such is the case for yours truly during twilight time at either end of the day. One cannot help but be energized this time of year. Wild critters gather in feeding frenzy, either for a new day's readiness or bulking up on energy morsels in order to survive the long, cold night ahead. The enthusiasm of these furry and feathered gals and guys is delightfully uplifting. Every daily segment provides chattering delirium akin to kids on Christmas morning. News in these North Woods can be exchanged by any means, often via the Moccasin Telegraph, or by any number of cub reporters who volunteer with a nose and ear to the ground, reporting tip of the arrowhead happenings. As one of those, sadly, I report the loss of a member of the WTIP family with the passing of Rosie, our pup reporter. Rosie covered me with on-air commentary for many years when I was away from the keyboard. In ill health for several months, she recently passed on to those heavenly kennels in the sky. With her dad, she could snoop and scoop with dogged energy, giving unique perspective of backcountry snippets from a canine's down-to-earth level. Fans of Gunflint Territory News will never forget her woof-woof observations after sniffing out and digging up borderland headlines. Memories of WTIP's wagging tail pooch from Hungry Jack Lake are etched in yet another chapter of Gunflint Trail history. The trail community is grieving the loss of two longtime residents. Condolences are extended to the family and friends of John Bauman and Andrew Drew Schmidt. John is remembered as a one-time owner of Golden Eagle Lodge along with his family, while Drew lived and loved the woods from his beloved spot along Seagull Lake. In their own ways, both had a special place in history of the Gunflint Trail. They will be missed and forever remembered. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith, on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great and can provide a wild country adventure at any moment.